discussing today with Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell. You've just had your tour of Cattlemen's Congress.
Yeah, and I'm more impressed this year than I even was last year, and last year I was very impressed. So I think we're upping our game each and every year that we have this Cattlemen's Congress, and again, I hope this is something that we have here for years and years and decades and decades.
Well, I know you're a big supporter of agritourism, and this has to be one of the big ones.
Yeah, it really is. This is our biggest agritourism event of the year. Huge economic impact for the city of Oklahoma City, and great branding for the state. You know, the amount of states that come to Oklahoma City for this sale is a really big deal. And so, yeah, people coming here that might be coming to Oklahoma, might be the only time that they come to Oklahoma every year, maybe the first time some of these people have ever been to Oklahoma. And it gives them a whole new perception of how amazing of a state Oklahoma is. A lot of the agriculture opportunities that we have around the state of Oklahoma, when it comes to our tourism opportunities, a lot of the agritourism trails that we have now, it's a real big driver for tourism, has been over the last couple of years, and it's only growing. It's only growing.
And so the nice thing is when they come here, like you said, maybe this is their first time, they say, oh, well, next time I come back, there's a lot of things I need to see.
Yeah, it's the imagine that moment, as we call it. You know, people come here and they don't realize that we have the world-class tourism industry that we have in both rural and urban towns. And that's what's very unique about Oklahoma is we have amazing opportunities, tourism opportunities in urban areas, and just as many or probably more in rural areas. And so we're trying to do a much better job at our tourism department of promoting those. And I work directly with Blaine Arthur at our Department of Agriculture when it comes to our agritourism opportunities.
We'll talk a little bit about, speaking of agritourism, last year, wrapping up last year, it was a big year, of course, in Oklahoma. So what were some of your favorite things that we got accomplished last year?
Yeah, you know, last year, Blaine and I launched the craft beer trail in Oklahoma. You know, 4 or 5 years ago, we only had 2 or 3 craft breweries in the state. Now we have over 50. And craft beer tourism, I did not realize how big of a deal it was across the country. It's one of the fastest growing tourism sectors in the tourism department across the country is craft beer trails. Had no idea. And we have some of the best craft beer in the country now. There's vendors here that are now have great spirit and distillery companies inside the state of Oklahoma. That's a lot of jobs, multi-million dollar impact inside the state. So the craft beer trail was one of the highlights last year for us. But, you know, we're continuing to promote a lot of the festivals in rural Oklahoma. Festivals really, there's small towns across Oklahoma that live or die off annual festivals. And with the increase in tourism last year and now into this year, small town tourism, those festivals are only going to grow. And so we're really trying to help them, making sure that they have all their licensing that they need, the promotion of those festivals. Luther's a great example of this. They have one of the biggest and fastest growing annual festivals there. So those are the things that we want to help small towns with, and because we can move the needle really quick in rural Oklahoma when it comes to festivals.
Absolutely. And I grew up going to like the Mountain View, Goatee Boat. I mean, all these little towns that you may not have ever seen before, but they know how to do a good festival or a free fair.
Well, they do. And we live or die on sales tax revenue. You know, the Robber's Cave Fall Festival is another great example. All those rural towns around Robber's Cave, that weekend, that fall festival is one of the biggest economic impacts, one of the biggest economic events of the year for that part of the state. And so we at the Department of Tourism need to make sure that we are highlighting and we're helping them out on top of their own promotional efforts.
And you've also done a great job at fixing up maybe things that were going to die off or maybe need a renovation or things like that.
Yeah, we've invested over $50 million into our state park system over the last 12 months. Our state parks really needed it. We have over 150 new bathroom facilities that we've installed in our state park system. That really does matter. It was very needed because you're not going to have families that are going to spend any time at our state parks if they're not nice and if they're not safe. And so we made sure we fixed both of those things. And so now you have, we had over 2 million more people visit our state parks last year than the year before. Some of the most diverse state parks in the country have 12 different ecosystems in Oklahoma. A lot of people don't realize that. And so, we're really proud of what we've been able to do at our state parks. RV sales are an all-time high in this country. The Great American Road Trip is back, thankfully. And we have Route 66 and the Chisholm Trail and all this great American, Native American history and Western culture that we really have to promote because it's prime time for Oklahoma. It's really something I mentioned a lot over the last few months. This is prime time for the state of Oklahoma to be promoting America. Because if you want to see America, you got to see Oklahoma. That's really the pitch that we're making to the world.
Well, looking ahead, we're in 2022 now, so what are some projects you guys have coming up?
Yeah, you know, projects for us moving into 2022, continuing to push, yes, our agritourism industry. We have a number of projects that we're looking to kind of further invest in. You know, the Oklahoma Fishing Trail, Route 66, again, continuing to push our state parks. One of the big efforts, though, is this OK, Here We Go campaign. So that is making sure that families, Oklahomans, realize doing one more trip inside your own state, keeping those dollars local. That's a really big effort for us going into 2022 is making sure that we give that family every opportunity and excuse to keep their dollars in Oklahoma, doing one more staycation inside the state. I can give you 100 different things to do this weekend. And making sure, though, that Oklahomans know what those opportunities are. Because coming out of COVID, that was one of the things that we realized of how important shopping local was. And our Main Street program inside the Department of Commerce might be the one other project that I would mention. We're really looking to up our game with our Department of Commerce's Main Street program of helping rural towns with Main Street development, because we know that sells with tourists. They want the small town lined with American flags and a small boutique hotel. Yeah. Truly, that's what they want. And they may come to an urban area for, you know, a concert or something during that vacation. If we can help towns really lean into what their strengths are, you know, from an Elk City to a Cordell and everywhere in between, if we help them lean into those strengths, it's going to help get more tourists there, which means that's going to be helping a whole lot more small business owners.
Well, I have to wonder if a lot of people want to be a part of your family, because you guys get to do these cool things as part of your job to go around to all this stuff.
It is. I mean, I feel very blessed to be able to go around the state and promote what's great about the state. We got to go down to the state capitol, make sure we're doing it the right way. Don't get me wrong. But we also need to be highlighting all the positives of what's going on here, too, because that state to the south of us promotes, and they beat their chest all the time, right, about how great they are. There's no reason why we shouldn't be doing that in Oklahoma. And I, as Lieutenant Governor, I've been doing that now for the last 3 years.
Absolutely. And I forget, because I've lived here, you know, but when I talk to all these breeders that have come in from around other states, they're like, man, you guys are so awesome. And you're so nice.
Yeah. I mean, the people in Oklahoma is our best asset. We're the friendliest state in America. We're always ranked as the friendliest state in America. And we can get people here. We show off really well. Both our landscape and all the quality of life here, but also the people. It's something that sells people, why people are moving here, why they're moving businesses here, why they're retiring here, is because of our people.
Well, Lieutenant Governor, good to speak with you. I'm looking forward to seeing what your trips are coming up for next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, believe me, we'll be promoting them.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.